Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. The 2012 North American International Auto Show kicks off this week with press preview days going on today and tomorrow. So what are the hundreds of thousands of expected visitors to the show in for? To find out, I'm joined by Bob Schumann, the president of Schumann Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Walled Lake, also the president of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association and a board member of the North American International Auto Show. Bob, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, I know today the top car and truck were announced. Sounds like a major distinction. Which vehicles were awarded those titles?
Well, the Hyundai Elantra was the car, and the Range Rover Evoque was the truck of the year.
You know, with Hyundai, I've never, I guess it's unclear how to pronounce that. I've heard Hyundai, all kinds of different ways. But now, this Korean automaker, they're fairly new compared to so many others. What are they doing right?
Well, number one, they've become a big participant in our show. I've come to this show almost every year I've been alive since the 1960s, and I've noticed in the past 5 years the growth of their display to where they're one of the major displays that we have, especially in the last 3 years or so. They've really put a lot of money into bringing cars here and bringing people here. So it's kind of nice that they have won an award here this year.
And how is that award decided on? Is it the journalists that make this call?
Right. It's one of the nice awards. It's not really, it's associated with the auto show, yet it's not associated with the auto show. It's actually an association of journalists that decide. I think there are 50 journalists on a panel that get together and look at the cars that are eligible for it. And this way they're not swayed by advertising or anything else because they all work for different organizations. So it really means something in the industry rather than somebody buying a couple of big ads in a magazine and getting car of the year.
Did they get to test drive this vehicle, or is this just based on design?
No, I think they get to do everything to it. I think they can drive it, take it apart, whatever they want to do. They really look them over closely. I think there are finalists. There were, you know, each they get it down to three or four cars and three or four trucks, and then they finally announce the winner this morning.
I see. And for the trucks, the Range Rover won. Obviously, been around forever. Have they recently won a distinction like that?
No, I wouldn't think so. And what the other thing that's kind of curious about that is they decided not to participate in our show this year. So if you come down, you won't be able to see that particular car here on the show floor because they chose not to have a display.
When I think of Range Rovers, from what I know, they haven't changed very much in the way they look. Is that the case here?
This one's a little lower to the ground. I think it's the lowest to the ground that they've ever made one. It almost looks like a car. You have a hard time saying, is that really a truck? It's a little bit different.
Now, we've got two foreign automakers winning these top car and truck awards. How are the big three faring in the show this year? When you look at all the 500 vehicles that are out there, how do their models seem to compare?
Well, I think Ford had a tremendous press conference this morning, and so did General Motors. They've come out with a new small Cadillac, and of course, one of my favorite manufacturers came out with a Dodge Dart this morning and showed the world that vehicle. And our executive Reed Bigland, who was doing the presentation for Dodge, mentioned that last year Chrysler, I think, was the fastest growing of the domestic auto manufacturers. So our domestic manufacturers are doing very well, and they're certainly on the comeback trail right now.
I'm talking to Bob Schumann. He is a board member of the North American International Auto Show. So besides the way these vehicles look, I assume the price point is going to be very important, especially for Americans as we our economy recovers. Many people are still struggling. Is there any sense as to how less expensive these vehicles might be than usual?
Well, certainly price is important, but you have to factor in that gas mileage is very important. They're all trying to, all the manufacturers have these goals that have been set by the federal government for miles per gallon that they've got to hit by 2016. And so that means they've got to use, lighter weight materials and lighter weight steel and new engines, which all cost money. So there's a balancing going on between the price of the car and how do we hit these fuel economy ratings. Now, I know the Dodge Dart, they said the base price of that car is going to be $15,995 for a very well-equipped vehicle. So, we're not seeing tremendous price increases. I know at my dealership, we're not seeing tremendous. They know the economy is rough. They know that people are still hurting, and they're trying to hold the line on prices as best they can.
When you go around and look at all these vehicles, how much copying is there between automakers when it comes to design? It seems that many times vehicles can end up looking quite similar.
I think there's some truth. I don't think that they intentionally copy each other, but I think you have to keep in mind that a lot of the parts for these cars come from one supplier, or there's maybe two or three suppliers that are supplying parts of the entire industry. And a lot of the actual nuts and bolts engineering is many times done at the supplier level. So it kind of makes sense that some of those things carry through to the final design. Some of those concepts get generalized perhaps across a group of manufacturers.
I mean, you can't help but wonder, when it comes to buying a vehicle, why one car might be better than the other. I mean, is it a lot of times just a brand loyalty that makes someone decide on buying a certain vehicle?
Well, I don't know if there's much brand loyalty left today. I think people buy a car because it excites them and because the price is right and it fits their needs. I think probably the most important thing is it fits their needs. And the only way to really find out what car is best for you is to go to a few, narrow your choices, go to a few different dealerships of the car that you think you might like and drive the car. Take a car out on a test drive, drive it for 10, 15 minutes or a half hour, and really find out if that car will work for you. That's the best way to do it.
When you look at what GM, Ford, and Chrysler are unveiling this year, which automaker appears to have some of the more tempting models?
Well, of course, the Dart looked pretty good. I have a son that's in college right now, and just by me sending him a picture, he said that's the car that he wants. The Hyundai, however you want to pronounce it, this Elantra, looks pretty good, too. Ford, with its Fusion, looks pretty strong. And the new Cadillac small car is fantastic.
And how do sales break down at this point? I mean, are all these auto dealerships, do all the automakers basically have a significant piece of the pie, or does one still dominate somehow?
I'm not sure one is dominating right now. It seems to be pretty split up. I mean, there was a time when General Motors had 50-60% of the market share. Those days are over for right now. I think Ford and GM and the Chevrolet brand and the Ford brand are kind of slugging it out right now, General Motors and Ford. And Chrysler's kind of coming along, and then you have all the imports that are trying to grow. But, they come into the U.S. market, the North American market, and the first year they have 100% growth over the year before, but each year it gets harder and harder to double your sales or grow. As you sell more cars, growth gets harder and harder in terms of percentages. So it's just North America is an extremely competitive market. There are more brands and more names all the time, and I don't think that's going to change. I think it's going to continue at least for the next 4 or 5 years.
Now, the top car again was the Hyundai Range Rover top truck. In terms of your opinion, were there was there a car and a truck that stood out to you that were different than the choices the journalists made?
Well, no, I guess it would be politically correct of me to say that the journalists made the right choice and I would have done the same thing.
People are out there, they're looking at these vehicles. Is this a real time where you think people are deciding on buying these vehicles in the coming year, or are they basically just coming to see what's out there?
I think it's a little bit of both, but in my experience selling cars here in the Detroit metro market, certainly sales tend to maybe be a little slow the first couple of weeks of January. You know, people are recovering from the holiday and buying presents, and then the auto show kind of fires things up again. And if people are in the market for a car, they come down here, they look around, and they just sit in a few different cars and decide what they want to go drive at a dealership somewhere. Now, so I think it definitely helps our sales. There's no question about it.
As a dealer yourself, how was last year, the year before, and what is your sense of what's coming up this year?
2011 for my store was probably our best year ever. Maybe not in terms of total volume. There were years when we sold more volume. But in terms of selling different cars and customer satisfaction and a well-balanced operation, 2011 was a great year, especially when you compare it to 2010 and 2009. So we were very happy. And most dealers that I talked to in our area were very pleased with the number of cars that they sold this year. But there's a little saying, there's always room for one more car each month. So we're always looking for new sales and that. Now, I know, and Chrysler, they're hoping to increase their sales this year also. But then all the manufacturers always say, you know, this is the year we're going to increase our sales. So then we see what happens.
The North American International Auto Show in Detroit kicking things off for the year this week. And Bob Schumann is the president of Schumann Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Wall Lake, also the president of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association and a board member of the North American International Auto Show. Bob, thank you very much for joining me.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.